Several avalanches have killed more than 70 people in a disputed area between Pakistan and India. In Pakistan-controlled Kashmir, at least 62 people are dead, 53 injured, and 28 missing. Officials blame rain and snow for the tragedy, as well as for hampering the search and rescue operation. Prime Minister Imran Khan has asked the military and all federal ministries to immediately provide humanitarian assistance. Meanwhile, in neighboring India, avalanches killed at least 10 people, including 5 defense personnel. The U.S. House of Representatives will vote later today to send the Senate 2 impeachment articles against President Donald Trump, allowing a trial to begin. In a closed-door gathering with Democratic lawmakers, Speaker Nancy Pelosi detailed her plan to move on Wednesday to appoint the House managers. The team of lawmakers will prosecute the case against Trump in the Senate impeachment trial. The timetable means that the House managers will walk the articles of impeachment from the House chamber to the Senate, formally presenting them and prompting a trial to commence. The proceedings will only be the third time a U.S. president has been put on trial in the Senate. China's foreign trade rose by 3.4% last year to 31 trillion yuan, or roughly 4.6 trillion U.S. dollars. Exports grew by 5% to reach 17 trillion yuan, and imports climbed by 1.6% to over 14 trillion yuan. An initial review of the data points to China remaining the world's largest trading country, despite mounting domestic and external challenges. ASEAN rose to become China's second largest trading partner, with over 4.4 trillion yuan in trade during the year. Private enterprises overtook foreign-funded enterprises as the biggest contributor to the country's foreign trade for the first time. Libya's rival leaders have left Moscow without reaching agreement on a ceasefire deal. The deal was proposed by Russia and Turkey, aiming to bring an end to the North African country's long-running civil war. Russian Foreign Minister Sergey Lavrov says efforts to broker a peace deal will continue.
We all work in the same direction and urge all sides in Libya to find an accord rather than continue to confront each other with violence.
Head of the Tripoli-based government, Fayez al-Sarraj, signed the ceasefire agreement, but Khalifa Haftar left Moscow without signing the accord. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan warns that Turkey will take action against Haftar if his eastern Libyan forces continue attacks against the country's internationally recognized government. The truce brokered by Turkey and Russia marked the first break in fighting in months. There were immediate reports of violations on both sides. The Iranian judiciary says arrests have been made following the downing of a Ukrainian passenger jet over Tehran. Ghulam Hussein Ismaili is the judiciary spokesperson.
Some people have been arrested and the case is in its preliminary stages. Around 72 hours have passed from the moment we started our judicial work.
Ismaili adds, the plane's black box will be sent to France to be decoded, and both Iranian and Ukrainian experts will take part in reading the data. Iran's acknowledged that its forces mistakenly shot down the plane, killing 176 people. The British Prime Minister has hit out at critics of the government's use of Huawei equipment in the rollout of the country's 5G network. During a BBC interview, Boris Johnson called on the opponents to propose alternatives.
The British public deserve to have access to the best possible technology. I've talked about infrastructure and technology. We want to put in a gigabit broadband for everybody. Now, if people oppose one brand or another, then they have to tell us which is what's the alternative.
The comments come amid a continuing delay to the announcement about whether or not the UK will allow the Chinese company to play a role in developing parts of its 5G network. The US has been lobbying allies not to use Huawei over security fears, warning it might hurt the intelligence sharing arrangements between the US, UK, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand. Huawei has repeatedly denied that its equipment could be used for spying. At least one person's died and several others have been injured in an explosion at a chemical plant in northeastern Spain. Residents are now being advised to refrain from going outside as well as to close all windows. Roads close to the plant are closed and train services have also been affected. The cause of the blast is still unknown. Emergency services say the number of casualties may rise.